I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Kevin, here we are heading into the Memorial Day weekend. I know that you have a fishing-related tradition for the end of May and Memorial Day weekend. I want to ask you to share that with us.
Well, every year around this time, the bluefish start to show up. It's usually mid-May to late May, and they'll show up first around Martha's Vineyard beaches and then move into the south side of the Cape. Pretty much anywhere from East Falmouth out to Chatham, those beaches seem to get the bluefish first. It's nice to get out this time of year and really hit those beaches when they're not yet crowded with beachgoers, as they will be pretty much from Memorial Day on, and fish for bluefish. I get a lot of house guests that come down as Memorial Day weekend, as I'm sure a lot of people who live on Cape Cod do. And to them, they think it's incredible to be able to eat fresh bluefish on Memorial Day weekend.
So targeting bluefish in late May, how different is that from going after blues in midsummer?
Well, in midsummer, it's more of a boat fishing trip to go get bluefish. But this time of year, they seem to really come in close to the beaches. So it's great for surf casters. And some people say it's related to the squid, and that's why they're in Vineyard Sound. They also definitely eat a lot of scup. I guess it's the way bluefish are, they eat just about anything. So this time of year, when Vineyard Sound warms up early, and also Buzzards Bay, the bluefish tend to really come in close. They come in close to the beaches. And you can go down and throw lures and get good numbers of bluefish. So it's a lot of fun, both topwater lures so you can see the fish strike, and then also some subsurface lures like metal lures and tins, what fishermen call tins or casting spoons, all tend to work pretty well. And it's one of those things that it's often either you don't catch any fish at all, or if you're there at the right time, the right tide, you can have fish every cast. It can be a lot of fun.
And there's so many ways to enjoy bluefish.
There are. A lot of people, I guess you could say bluefish has a bad rap, and a lot of people think it's too fishy or too oily. It has a strong flavor, but if you take good care of it, if you bleed it out as soon as you catch it, meaning cut the gills so that it loses its blood, it loses a lot of that fishy flavor. If you get it on ice and take good care of it, it tastes a lot better. And because it has that strong fishy taste or slightly strong taste, because it has a little fat content, it just changes the way you cook it. It's great for the grill, it's great for broiling, and it's also excellent smoked. And that's probably one of my favorite things to do with it, is to put it in a smoker. And then once it's smoked, you can either eat it just as smoked bluefish, or you can mix it up into a pate, into a dip, or even treat it like tuna salad. Flake it, mix it with mayonnaise, and it makes a great sandwich.
Kevin, this time of year, it's such a rich moment for fishermen. There are so many options. So I want to ask you to give us a roundup, will you, of what we can fish for now around the Cape and Islands.
Absolutely. Besides the bluefish, striped bass fishing is getting better every day. There's some good tides coming up through Memorial Day weekend, so I know a lot of folks will be out on the Cape Cod Canal fishing, especially early mornings. Black sea bass fishing is excellent right now, and that's mostly south side of the Cape and in Buzzards Bay especially. Fluke season opens this week, so a lot of folks will be out looking for fluke as well. Scup are an option. And also on the Cape Cod Bay side, lots of mackerel around. So folks fishing for mackerel and then also using those mackerel as bait for striped bass.
For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot. We'll speak again soon.
Thank you very much.